Can someone please tell AOC to shut the... AOC, the abortion and religious expert. Obama comes out of nowhere. Beto decides he's got a smart idea. We've got some shootings and a whole lot more. Welcome to the crazy train. Hey, thanks for your listening support of our show. If you have any questions or comments, or you have any suggestions of shows that you might want us to tackle, you can reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. And are you into hiking, backpacking, and camping? Well, check out our Friday night adventures at 6:30 on YouTube, the White Beard and TK Experience. Again, we thank you and hope that you are liking and sharing and telling everyone. Now, back to the show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crazy Train. I am your host, T. Anthony. I did intend, like I said last week, or whatever last podcast, whatever last show we had, I did intend for TK to be here today, but she's finishing up the editing on the Tennessee trip, and so I was supposed to be doing that, but I'm taking care of this because we have a few other things that's going on right now. We have people working in our bathroom, tearing that apart, so you might hear some banging or thumping in the background while we're going through this whole thing. So she's doing that, and I'm going to take care of this. So she's left me alone. I did intend for there to be a couple of parts to the whole abortion thing. Let's see how that goes today. And let's see if I want to finish up my thoughts here on this particular show, or do I save it for another time? But let's start right out again. I'm going to go work a little bit backwards. Hopefully I can remember that last thing that I was just writing out some notes before. Oh, Twitter. And so what prompted the abortion thing for me was, we were sitting down, and of course, a lot of things come across my screen when I'm on social media. It doesn't really matter which one it is, because you know how it goes, right? Your phone rings it all the time. And then I see this thing where, you know, Alexandria Ocasio, I don't really care what her name is, AOC starts out with a rant talking about abortion and it being the right of this and that and the other. And what does she say about, you know, it's a religious, you know, people bringing this religious thing. And she said, well, what if people doesn't, if it's not a religious thing, how about that? And what about that? And so on and so on, blah, 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 right? I'll get to her on that one in a second. But then this week, she kind of did the same thing. Well, not this week, recently, she just kind of did the same thing about the shootings that's going on. And then she starts talking about how these boys are being radicalized. And I'm sitting here with my daughter wondering, right? You've seen our picture, so you know. I'm sitting here watching with my daughter going, who is she talking about as being radicalized? What boys is she talking about being radicalized? And then she goes on about how the trans community isn't like this, the gay community isn't like this. And before she even finished, we already know what she's talking about, right? She's talking about young white guys, young white boys, young white teenagers. Because you know what? To say something like that, or point out an issue like that, or even to just frame something like that, is clearly not prejudice or bigotry or as the word goes, as she likes to use, everybody likes to use, is racist. Of course not. You know why? Because she said it. Because the progressive left has said this, so it can't possibly be. It's only when someone else says it, who doesn't think like them, that it becomes a racist thing. Other than that, it's just fine. It's okay, because she said it. So the whole, you know, so it started out with that. And then what pushed me over the edge this week, well, it's not what pushed me over the edge, but there's a lot of things I want to get to because I didn't catch you guys last month with all the stuff that was happening. So there's a lot of things popping up in my head, and we were doing research of a few things, including the abortion, because what we wanted to do as far as give you a ton of information. So, it's amazing. It really is amazing how they like to twist things around of something that's racist and something that's not. They can say a whole lot of different things, her and her whole elk. But if you say anything against that or the opposite of it, then you're a racist, you're a bigot, and you're being, you know, whatever it is that she's saying, being radicalized to do something else. Now, to be honest, right off the top, I was in a dark hole when the shooting started. And from what I remember, was one happened upstate, close to me in New York, and then one happened in Texas. And apparently the one in Texas started out a whole fiasco, as I last heard, which was the cops were a little bit delayed in what they were doing. So I didn't hear anything about the shooters. I didn't hear if they were black or white. I figured one was a black group, since, you know, she's out here saying something. So, you know, that's when something becomes racist. I don't know if she said anything about in Texas, because if those students were not black and they were something else, you know how the dare I say radical left, the progressive left, always tends to remove complexion out of the conversation or out of the equation, which goes back to them start talking about gun control, which is probably where she landed on that one. So let's roll this back a little bit. She talked about abortion being this, and what if it's not religious? What if people doesn't believe in this? And what if people doesn't believe that? Well, here's the whole issue with the abortion issue. And, you know, there'll be some people who say, well, you can't say anything because you're a man, and you can't, I don't care. Because that would mean that any issue that has to do with any men on this planet, black, white, blue, green, purple, or even alien, no woman can ever open up her mouth to say a word about it. Now, that I've explained how stupid that idea is, let's trace back to this. You know what? Let's start where we are right now. We were sitting down before coming up with this, and we had compiled a bunch of notes. And we were watching people screaming obscenities to someone else, talking about their body and whatever else, and talking about killing the kids and just being happy about it. One lady was like, kill your baby, kill your baby. The other ones was like, hail Satan and some other BS. People was like, you need to do this and you do. And it's like insane when you're listening to the people who happen to be promoted, put up, propped up by the media. They're the most insane, irrational people you could possibly gather in one spot, including the guys. I mean, there was this whole one argument about trans people, abortions, and like, okay, whatever. I'm not even going to go down that daggone rabbit hole. But you understand? And these are the people that the media prop up. And that's today. But let's go backwards. First of all, they're saying no men can do this and no man can do that. And a whole new argument came up because someone purposely leaked out information about how one of the justices was going to lean and possibly vote to change Roe versus Wade. And the decision that was handed over during that particular time in 73. It was probably 72 or 73. So the decision that was made then, I did not bring the notes with me. I forgot what the decision split was, but I want to go with it was probably, if there were seven justices, I want to go with 5-2. I want to go 5-2, and one of those was Thurgood Marshall, who was the affirm. He was going for. So Thurgood Marshall, he voted yes, and I forgot who the other person was who voted yes. Now Thurgood Marshall, that's not a woman, is it? No, Thurgood Marshall is a man. He's also the first black person to be a chief justice. The rest of them were all men. So why today's modern people are out here saying no man could do this, but the men already decided this. I don't see you saying how you're upset about the decisions that the men made then, but you're upset about the mix, right? The mixed group of people who might decide on this, and then you're mad if any man has anything to say. Because it was the men who created that particular law and put into federal law that this thing was allowed. Now, at that time, abortion was just coming back into play. In the early 1800s, abortion was sort of outlawed because of all the things that were going on. In those days, people were taking all sorts of drugs that were creating havoc for women, and some people were dying and everything else. And so, you know, this whole thing about abortion has been around for ages, long before it came to American shores and it became an issue. So, you know, today, some people argue, well, it was for the rich people, which was true. The more affluent women who wanted to get rid of the kids that they didn't want to have, some for the reason that the husband wasn't there, you know, a few may have been because of rape, but because they didn't want to have a child, some of those affluent women were able to go overseas and have this done or pay for a doctor. So that part in history is there. But when we get back to the early 1800s in this country, so they begin to start outlawing it straight across all of the states because of all the unhealthy things that were happening. And I loved it. I love this one thing I'm going to get to in a second. So that's when it began to be something that was outlawed. And then slowly but surely, it began to get back on the books as something that was an option for many different reasons. And one of the first things I like to tell you was Hawaii was one of the first people to say, hey, you can have an abortion and you can come from all over. Because at one point in history, you could only get an abortion from the state that you're in. You couldn't come from out of state into that state, but you had to be in that state to be able to have this abortion. So while that was going on, there were a few more steps and levels that were happening. There were doctors who were a little upset that they were going to get in trouble for doing this. And so there was this whole thing that was created. I might be getting two things mixed up, so I'll just leave it alone. Because I think it was maybe the mental health thing that was created so that the other people can be able to do that. It may actually be abortion. So we get into this whole thing, and this goes on for years, and slowly but surely it opens up for other reasons and other ways to do it. Then we get to the point where each state was able to create their own law. And so when the laws were able to allow it for whatever reason, but the law was, for the basic reason for abortion, was the thing that everybody knows. You know, in case it was the mother's health that was in danger, incest, and a few of those other things. But those slowly came out little by little as the years went on. Funny enough, during this history, they also outlawed contraception, which I think is the funniest thing in the world. Like, why in the world would you outlaw contraception if you don't want people to have abortions? And it tickled me when I heard that. So they outlawed that, and then later on they passed a law so that married couples could have access to contraceptions. Then later on it came to single women were able to have contraceptions. So this issue, the subject around abortion has been around since the early 1800s. What hasn't been around since the early 1800s is what the conversation is today. So during the time of Roe v. Wade, we're talking 60s now. What happened during that time is I believe that Ro, which is not her real name, and I don't have the notes in front of me, so I couldn't tell you, but you can always look that up. Ro is the woman. Wade is the attorney general at that time, if I'm correct. He's attorney general. And what was going on was that she wanted to have an abortion, but doctors were going to be charged or something. It was something funky with doctors, so they was like, they wanted to be covered. So the battle begins with that. Well, she wanted to have an abortion because she kind of grew up poor and didn't have much. So she didn't want to have this kid. So she goes to Texas. And if I am correct, because I had to, I studied this in college and in grad school. If I'm correct, she moved to Texas because she couldn't get it done wherever she was. Either she moved to Texas on her own or she moved to Texas with the man or husband she was with. Anyway, so she goes here. She wants to get the abortion, but can't for the reasons that they said. Now, according to her at the time, it was, she said that she was raped and that's why she wanted to have this child killed. So she was denied. In her denial for the abortion, she meets up with someone else who says, hey, there are these two attorneys. And what they're trying to do is they want to take this case to the Supreme Court. And we would like to have you help us. So it was her and it was another woman in her family. And what happened was it turned into a class action. So Ro would be the both of them together. But something happened. During her pregnancy, the question came as the baby got older and older about her having her baby up for adoption and a few other things that were happening in her life. And so later on, we find out what the answer is, and the child that she gave birth to did get adopted. Now, at one point when this whole case is going on for so long, the question came, well, can it still be valid? Because of what happened. I think it was the judges at that time, or I know that the law firm, the two ladies in the law firm argued this, that, well, it doesn't really matter, that it doesn't make her moot, M-O-T-T, because this is for the future of other women who might want to do this. Hope you're paying attention. Let me sum that up for you, class. Abortion was available. Abortion was limited. Abortions were done in particular forms that they're not doing it now. I'll get back to that a little bit later if I can remember. So it was available. What wasn't available was, as I've always said, abortion on demand. It's, I want this, I need this because I don't want to have children right now. As you guys have heard a lot of celebrities saying, well, what if I'm not ready for a child? Then perhaps you shouldn't have sex, or perhaps you should have contraception so that you can combat that so that you don't end up with that. And if you do end up with it, how about adoption? You know what? But anyway, so we've heard a lot of celebrities talking about this, both men and women, about how their lives were better because they killed the kid, because they got rid of the child, because they were able to be free to live their life unhindered. That's the wrong word I want to use. I want to use the one with the C. So their lives were unhindered because they were able to kill the kid and be free to do what they wanted to do. So this goes right back to what I was saying. Abortion on demand is the issue. That was the issue. Being able to do it at will whenever you want. It wasn't that it wasn't there before Roe versus Wade. It was hindered with contingencies and a whole bunch of, not contingencies, restrictions, which now, since the cat's way out of the bag, they're trying to slap more restrictions on it. So let's move forward. So they rule. They rule in favor of the class action of Roe. But here's a part of the story that nobody really knows because it's been kept under the rugs for a little bit. I forgot what happened to the other mother and her child. It really does escape me. And maybe because the story of Roe was a little bit more fascinating. She never had an abortion. You heard me right. She never had an abortion. By the time the case had gotten to the Supreme Court, the baby had lived and went off to be adopted. This would be the third child that she had that she put up for adoption. You heard that one right. Long before the kid that she was using, that they used for this case, she had two other children that she had given up for adoption before that. And the story goes is that she grew up poor, she had a poor life and a lot of other things. She couldn't take care of her kids, so she gave up those two. Now, when she gets to the third one, that's when she's going in for the abortion. I think she wanted an abortion with the other ones too, I'm not sure. Then she wants to have an abortion, but by the time this whole case comes to fruition, the kid was already living, was born, and was living with the family for about 2 years. And then this lady went on to champion and the cause of abortions and all the other things. And then around the 90s, she changed her tune as she became a Christian, a Catholic, whatever, which way you want to call that. And then she started fighting for the life of the child. Now, this is part of the story that a certain group of people will never, ever want you to hear. Because the only thing they want you to hear is everything that the talking heads in the media would like for you to hear. They're trying to steal the rights from a woman, a woman's right to this, and a woman's right to this. It's like, really? You know that's never going to happen, right? And then we get, like I said, we get modern day. You've got these lunatics screaming obscenities, talking about Hail Satan and all the rest of this BS, and they just totally overlook all the other information. Then you've got the cute kid that everybody like, including my younger siblings, including my children, AOC up there talking about, blah, 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 blah. Let's use her for a second. Do you remember when she ran for office and she was all over the television and one day she was talking about, we're going to flip these chairs red. Hey, doofus, you're Democrat. You need to turn the chairs blue. They just went right over that. And I said from the beginning, I told my kids, said from the beginning, she's not too bright. They just wanted somebody to unseat the incumbent. But here's the problem. Her party and her supporters and whoever is grooming her had like 2 years her first year, right? That she got reelected. They have 3.5, almost going on 4 years. No. I think she's still in her third year. To teach her a few things, to smarten her up, to shore her up on all of the things that she should be knowing about and things that may be issues that she's really, you know, that's really she's really passionate about. Because if you look at her, she's like that generation, like my children, that generation that's always on social media. Always on, you know, on TikTok, making these videos that become viral at some point and everything else. And, you know, so you spend the time just ranting and blurting out stuff, which should show you that perhaps people shouldn't really listen to her. Again, let's flip these chairs red. Let's get back to today's subject. Abortion and how about that? And blah, 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 blah. Like, really? Really, I get the point that you're trying to push an agenda, but why not give the people both sides of the agenda and let them choose for themselves? Because you're getting to the point right now where, you know, doctors knew then when the life began and how a baby was in the gestation period and all the other stuff. And matter of fact, the whole trimester thing came from back then. When they decided we're going to have trimesters of when a baby can be aborted, of when you need the government's help in maybe deciding that, and that's like in the third trimester, I mean the second trimester. When you get to the third trimester, it's like, nah, Now you need to have a good reason for this. So the whole trimester thing begin with that. So now today with modern technology, you could see the little baby. We went from black and white sonograms to that ugly color thing when the baby looks like an alien. Ugh, that's nasty. Give me the black and white. So people are able to see this. They're able to go on the internet. They're able to search for things. They're able to get all kinds of video, and they're seeing this visually, and now they're beginning to understand what people saw before without seeing, like Jesus told Thomas. When Thomas said, oh, let me put my finger in your hole. He said, okay, yeah, you put your finger in there. You believe that I've risen. You believe this, but you know what? Blessed are the people who are going to believe who haven't seen. So people are now seeing these things, and they're understanding that a life is this child, and it's not some clump of cells. But before them, there are people who felt this and knew this. Women felt the flutter like butterflies of the young fetus before being able to see this. But now that more people have access to seeing this, society is beginning to change their mind on this. But you know what hasn't changed is the left. What hasn't changed is the progressive left. What hasn't changed is the ridiculous radical left who keep pumping up the same message over and over and over. It's a ridiculous loop. Woman's right. They're going to take away abortion. We need to fight to kill our kids. But they never say kill our kids. Well, some do. And they never give people the full history. They never talk about an option for these so-called young girls that they're talking about, for these people that may be doing this. And when you look at the large majority, as I had to do, because I took on this, I forgot what we had to, what our assignments were, and I said, you know what, I'll take this. And I had to kind of argue for abortion, not against. So, and in my original paper for college, it was point counterpoint. I went in with my ideas because I had a family member who had them. My wife had two, and I knew a few girls when I was young who had a couple of them, and none of them had their abortions because they were raped. Many of them had them for inconvenience. The one young lady, we were now 20, she had about 4 or 5. I think I told you about this like last year. She had them because she just didn't want to have any kids. And you know, when we were young in our 20s, we're thinking, dude, why don't you just use a contraceptive? Why don't you do that instead of you keep getting pregnant and killing these kids? Which tears up the inside. So for many, as you've heard with the celebrities, this has nothing to do with their health. It has everything to do with the fact that they want to keep this thing where they can just do it arbitrarily, whenever they want. Now, because of that, we get to things in the 70s, that 70s. We move forward to the 1990s, where Bill Clinton signed off on partial birth abortion. Which, when I heard this, I was like, what the heck is that? It's retarded. The baby comes a full term, or whatever it is, and they pull the baby, I think it's full term, pull the baby's head, crack it open like a freaking egg, and suck out the brain until it's dead. Then the baby comes all the way out. And their thinking creating this was, well, as long as the baby is still in the birthing canal, it's not been birthed, it's not alive, it's not a baby, it's a fetus. And that's where we start getting into the ridiculous argument of clump of cells, fetus, baby, not baby, life is life, not life, kill it, viable, not viable, and if it's born, what do we do? Some say kill it if it's born. Some say let it live. And this is where we have gotten from the early 1800s to more effective, more gruesome, more ridiculous ways of killing a baby. And more ridiculous ways of arguing about it as if it's not common sense. And it is. And people have been taking those who've had weak minds, people have been taking those who've been on the fence and pumping them up with the same foolish argument for so many years that people don't even understand anymore. They just sit out there like we've been watching on the news screaming, yeah, we have the right to kill the kids now. I want to be able to kill mine. I'm so proud that I've had 4 abortions. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get this Oscar. You understand how ridiculous this is? It's insanely ridiculous. So now states are saying we need to have restrictions, and then someone leaks out the whole information of which way the Chief Justice was going to go, and then everybody goes bananas for this summer. So it's like 2020 all over again, except for it's not 2020 with black people, it's 2020 with whatever, and now we're in June. Let's see if the whole gay month is overshadowed by all this other stuff that's happening, because you know how we are, right? Every month has to be about something. So do you not see how crazy this is? How it went from something that seems so common sense, so real, so absolute in the early 1800s to where we are right now in the 21st century, where these are the arguments, where this is the fight, where the people will come and say these things to fuel all kinds of fights and arguments and civil unrest and mental unrest for some people, and social unrest, and a whole other things. Just to keep something, just to keep the status quo, and that status quo would be having an abortion on demand whenever I want to have one. Irregardless of what you say, and no man can tell me this, and yet there was a bunch of men who decided it. So, like I said, can someone please tell her to shut up? But that's not going to happen, right? Because the media props up certain people, and it's just going to continue to be propped up by certain people with dumb stuff. Back in a minute. Speaking of things that are just going to remain the same with the status quo, I heard that people were very upset with Obama, who came out and was saying during one of the shootings something about, you know, he linked it with the guy with the cop. I can't think of his name right now. And was talking about how he had this foot on his neck and something else. I'm sitting there going, dude, you are so out of touch. But that's what he's going to do, right? So that's him. I'll get back to him in a second. And then there was O'Rourke or Beto O'Rourke, whatever the heck his name is. I don't remember him. I do remember his name, but it's a little warm in here. It doesn't matter. So he interrupts a mayor. I think this one was in Texas. He interrupts a mayor in Texas to say his things about how the guns need to be blah, 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 blah. And the mayor cusses him out. Rightly so, about sitting down and get out of here. And they're correct, because they like to turn things into a political argument so they can continue, like abortion, the attack on the Second Amendment with the right to bear arms and all the other good stuff, right? Now, every shooting, when there's a mass shooting, when there's a number of shootings where it's more than one people indoors, sometimes it's outdoors, then immediately they jump on this, and it's always the same thing. We need to get the guns out of the hands. Before it used to be, we need to get the guns off the street. We need to get the illegal guns off the street. We need to get the guns out of the young people's hands. We need to get the guns out of the gangs. We need to get the guns out of blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, we need to have all kinds of, you know, let's slap this on an assault rifle. Let's slap this on a so-and-so rifle. Let's do this. Let's limit the amount of guns. Let's limit the amount of bullets. I heard that in Canada. I have to check that out myself. But what's his name is about to outlaw the selling of handguns. And y'all know, just like with things here in America, it spills over into Canada. And they had the whole issue with the truckers and stuff. And it's probably going to try to spill over in this way. But they've been trying this for years now. I would almost say hundreds of years, but it hasn't been that long. Because that's what they would like to do. It's never about the issue, that whoever the gunman is the issue. That's the criminal. It's never the issue of, you can take the guns from law-abiding citizens who legally got them, and you can say, let's stop the sale of this or stop the sale of that. Every kid and every 20-something-year-old I have seen outside of my building laying dead, getting shot in the parking lot, having a shootout with the cops around my block and everywhere else, have had illegal guns. Handguns, most of them. I have not seen any or heard anybody out here spray any semi-automatic weapons. Illegal handguns. Why? Because a criminal will do whatever a criminal wants to do in order to get the thing to commit the crime. If it's murder, they will use a gun. They will use a knife. They will use a fork. They will use their hands. They will use a bat. They will use a car. They will use a bomb. They will use whatever they want to do to commit damage, either to one person or on a massive scale. But it's funny how every time when this happens, and this is what I understand, how people lack the common sense to see that every time this something like this happens, they come out and say the same message. The same exact message over and over and over. To prove the point, Obama did it and people said, what? And Beto did it and everybody said, what? Because they stay on message and they stay on the same complete stupid message. And people are starting to see the holes in it when it comes up against things where there are a lot of people who are waking up to go, hold on a second, that doesn't make any, that really doesn't have anything to do with this. What are you doing right now? Because they over-politicize everything. Everything. Except for, if you're seen in Chicago with some black kid killing some other black kid, they're not really out there saying much. And when people come up against Mayor Lightfoot, she has a problem with it and getting mad at them. But, you know, none of these marches and none of these we need to save black lives ever show up during those times. It only takes just a little bit of thinking, just a little bit of common sense to figure out that they keep saying the same message. And if it's continue to be the same thing, they're trying to convince you of something that's probably not as true as they're trying to make you believe. And we as Americans really have to get better at this because it creates a schism between you and me. It creates a schism between, you know, your neighbor and my neighbor. It continues to cause schisms between a lot of things. So that message that the left continues to say is not only divisive, but it's really, really stupid. And again, they'll say the same thing. They'll stick to it. And every election year, especially when it comes down to a presidential election year, every year they'll bring up the same two subjects, guns and abortion. They might throw education at every once in a blue moon. And it's so stupid that it's used for everything. For instance, and this was my favorite. I really wanted to do this a few weeks ago. For instance, here's my favorite. Elon Musk toyed around with the idea of buying Twitter. Now, as we have all found out, that somebody commented on him about it years ago. Why don't you buy this? And so, oh, how much does it cost? So then he decides, you know what? I might do that. So he makes a run for it. And I said to you guys right here that I like that idea. See, I start buying shares, start buying more shares, and start buying more shares. If it was me, this is what I would have done. I'd have brought all the shares. Everybody starts buying their shares in Twitter. And it's like, whoa, it goes up. And then dump all my shares. Bam, just crash Twitter stock. That's what I would have done. I'd have been savage with it. The other way I would have done with it was keep buying up, keep buying up, keep buying up until I got the majority share. Then I'd be the majority shareholder, to which now I can make decisions. Because if I'm the majority shareholder, then all I have to do is walk away and your company falls to the ground. So it's pretty good when he did this. And then as soon as he starts the process of going to that and to making these discussions and then, you know, bids for the price of it, which was far more than they wanted, or they could probably get it as an asking price, all hell breaks loose. Like the day Donald Trump came down the daggone escalator and said, hey, I'm running for office. Elon goes, I'm buying Twitter. And the entire world erupts. And what's left coming out the dust is all the crazies. For instance, let's use AOC again. Who was thinking of, I don't know, maybe I'll give up my car. Her Tesla. No one cares. We only care because the media made us care about it by putting this up as news. Go ahead. You don't like the fact that the guy may buy this company, so you're going to sell your car. That's one. The other day he was reading something, something about chocolate milk, right? And TK and I were laughing at this. I said, this is how crazy people are. He says, chocolate milk is good. I just had a glass. And some guy commented on it, right? Other people were laughing, like, yeah, I just had some too. I just had some chocolate milk. And that particular day, I just had a peanut butter sandwich and chocolate milk. And I was like, dude, you're reading my mind. Some of the comments starts launching the whole thing about the cows and you should not drink milk and all the other stuff. I'm like, wow. Let's move on from there. Says that guy. There's AOC. Then there's what's that guy's name? His nickname is Talcum X, who shows up every now and then. And he starts spouting out that Elon Musk buying this is all about that, you know, come on, that white power. For him to have, you know, this is just about a white man having more power to control this, to control that, and the blah, blah. Another this and that, you know, I think AOC said something about a billionaire and a few other people said a billionaire. You know, his white power control, and he just wants to do this. I'm sitting there going, dude, why do you people always find somehow to flip this around to someone's complexion and power? Now, it is always about power. But he's a fool. Sean King, right? That's his name, right? Sean King, Talcum X, you know, the fake Malcolm X. So the argument was so ridiculous that I had to go do some research. And what's the research? Just a few short years ago, the guy who I loved, who owned Amazon, which was the richest man on the planet, now it's Elon. So I started looking at the billionaires. Then I started looking at who owned Twitter. Remember that guy who owned Twitter? Twitter, he was part of the whole thing, the dude with the beard. I can't remember his name. His name escapes me right now. He was also a billionaire. Everybody involved with Twitter was already a billionaire. So why then, people, is it that when one other billionaire decides he wants to buy it, everybody loses their mind? He now becomes a racist. He now becomes a white man who wants power. He now becomes something that's wrong. He now becomes a person that's just going to reinstate Trump, which I said to you last year, and I have been saying, that was dumb from the beginning. He should have never been banned when we have ISIS still on it and everybody else. I think we all know this. That's common sense. And yet we still want to continue with, yeah, get him off with his bad, his mean tweets and all the other good stuff that people have said. While there are a lot more things being said by other people that are allowed to be on there. And we already know for a fact, this has already been said many, many years ago about how conservatives and people who are right-thinking have been silenced a little bit, slapped over here, put into Twitter and Facebook jail and all the other good stuff. And we know this to be true. So why, as I said, when another billionaire goes to buy it, this happens? Here's the reason why. Remember the burning of the entire country in 2020? And I've been saying this for a while. When we first started this podcast, I said this even then, that the people in control want to keep doing certain things. And that, you know, when you watch television, it's usually more of a story or a movie that has more of left-leaning ideology and things like that. When you listen to the news, it's usually a little bit one-sided. So a lot of our information comes from that one side. And so we're basically programmed to think one way. And when you think differently, you don't understand the reason why you think differently. And then you start hearing other people think differently, and then you get it. Oh, I lean more to the political right. I'm more of a conservative fiscally and just in my entire life. I think more like this person. And immediately, you will be attacked. So what happened? Well, Elon Musk is not a leftist. He never was. He's more of a middle ground person, as I've told you many times in the show, that most of us in America are right smack dab in the middle. We're right down the middle. Maybe center right, maybe center left, but we're mostly right in the middle. We're never on the fringes of either side. But the media has continued to put before us everything that's on the fringe, including how the liberals have moved to the left, have become more leftist, and have become more progressively left and more radically left. I mean, most classical liberals, most liberals don't even recognize their own thinking anymore because of what is always put on platform in the media. So the danger for them is, here comes a guy that's going to take control of a company that said that Twitter was going to be for people to have freedom of speech and tweet whatever they want. And we have seen since the 2016, well, I'll say 2015 because it started in 2015, presidential campaign year, that Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them, we're going to start saying misinformation. All of them started saying, well, you can't say this. All of them started data mining everything that people were saying that didn't stick to the status quo, and they started to attack them. All of them, and we've seen this happen, started silencing anyone. And pretty much everyone that didn't stick to the narrative that they were going with. And people begin to wake up like, wow, you know what? Since this whole thing has been going on, and then when COVID hit and the shutdowns, and people started seeing if they would say anything just shy of that, the stuff that would happen to them, and then they started shutting off information, start telling you things were misinformation, and they stop and remove things from their different platforms when they're all supposed to be about free speech. I'm old enough to remember when YouTube said broadcast yourself. I'm old enough to remember when YouTube used to have people getting stomped out in videos and all the other stuff before the cat videos started taking over YouTube and Facebook, before Facebook started having ads. So, and you were free to do all these things. And then it was a wild, wild west. And they said, you know what, let's tame this. And then in recent years, they tamed it to the point where they control everything. Google has become such a major search engine that most people were now using this as go Google it instead of saying go search it. it becomes such a major thing that we mostly use Google for searching things instead of other search engines. So they had complete control of the flow of information as a corporation. So here comes a guy who has recently openly have said, you know, he's pretty conservative. Pretty conservative minded. Said that, you know, he's going to take this and he's going to make it back to being as free as it used to be. And he wants to do some other things so that people, the algorithms would not be this way. It would be free for people to be able to say and do what they want to say. And that scares them because they have been controlling that information for a while. They have been controlling it and only allowing us to see a certain thing. When they all first begin, we were able to have conversations. We were able to disagree with each other. But now, they're kind of removed that. So the fear isn't that Elon is a billionaire, because a billionaire owned and operated, was the CEO of Twitter before he got there. So just think about that. Think about all the stuff that's been saying. Oh, another rich man. There was one who was rich before he got there. He's going to use all those. The people already used their billions. The key here is to remove the blinds to see exactly what it is. And what it is that he wants to take the company and change it back to the working model it should have been and how it started out being. And they're frightened of that, because they do not want people to go back to being able to do what they've always done, what we want to be. Let me tell you something. The starting of this country as a colony and then growing into states was always about the freedom. I know you're going to say, well, what about the Native Americans? What about, you know what? They fought each other before the Europeans got here and decided to move west. So let's stop. Oh, the white men, listen, the Europeans were beating each other up with sticks. Did you ever hear the story about the English and the Irish and the Scottish? People been beating each other up and taking territories for a long time. But the point was, and even in those things, right? What was it? Scotland wanted to be free of England. Ireland wanted to be free of England's rule and the things over that. The English went down in India. And it took a long time for India to get them out of there and to remove them to have the freedom that they always had before they were colonized, and to get back to having that freedom, because you know what? We all love freedom. Freedom is the thing we want. And once you taste it, you never want to go back. Whether it's economic freedom, whether it's a guy just left out of jail, whether it's you just brought something and you are free from owning your credit card debt, you don't want to go back. Once you've tasted the freedom. So for the past couple of years, they had the freedom to rule and reign over the social media platforms. But before that, the people had the freedom to act and to say and post and do what they wanted. And the people have always wanted the freedom back. Many of them fell asleep until the election happened and then until COVID hit and the lockdowns and everything else. And they didn't begin to wake up and say, whoa, 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 let's fight and let's push this back. We want our freedom again, to be able to say what we want to say, to be able to have dialogue and to talk. So it's not the fear of another billionaire. It's the fear of being shut out and being stopped from doing the things you were doing, which was removing the freedom of the speech that people had. Because when you can control that wonderful word that the left is always using, the narrative, when you can control the narrative, you can control the people. You can control their thinking on abortion. You can control their thinking on guns. You can control their thinking on a lot of other stuff. Let me go back to guns for a second. The tragedy in Texas, if you haven't figured it out, should have proved to people. I've been telling my kids this for a while, and TK and I have this discussion all the time. That's why we're trying to get the heck out of New York City and go to another state. And we got so many roadblocks with that right now, it's becoming very, very discouraging. Again, if you hear the noise, we got people working. So the police are a reactive force. So it's just like having an order of protection. And I've told you this before. It's like having an order of protection. The order of protection is wonderful, but it doesn't work. The only time the order of protection works is after you've been attacked. Then you get to show that and the person goes to jail. If the person comes within 500 feet, then you get to use the order of protection because it's a reactive order. The police force is a reactive force. They don't come during a crime that's being committed. Sometimes they do. But they usually come after the crime is committed. We usually call them after the crime is committed, not during, because that is a reactive force. So before they get there, we have the right to protect ourselves, our home, and our property. If someone walks into your house, you don't have to have a gun. Someone walks into your house and decides to try to rob you, hurt your family member, something else, you have the complete right to beat them down. According to, you can even kill them. However, the measure in which you give should be the measure of the crime. If someone came in and took your TV and was running out and that's all they did, didn't beat you, and you just took them into the house, stomped them out, beat them with a bat, and then shot them, not going to look too good for you. Because it should also always measure with the crime. But my point is that when someone comes into your home, you have the right to protect yourself. The legal right. You will be protected. And so this goes beyond the argument of 2A having a gun to protect your home, because you know what? It's very effective. It's got great stopping power, and you can drop somebody in a half a second instead of you running to the room to get your bat. It's the easiest way to defend your home. That's why people don't want to give it up. But it's still about protecting your house and your family. Because many times you call the cops. Being a reactive force, you call the cops, it may be 10, 15 minutes before they get to you. It could be 10 minutes. Have you ever called an ambulance when you live in a big city? Takes a little while. Probably not as long as an ambulance would take out in a rural area or in a massive, you know, suburbs of somebody's ranch. It'd take you too long for them to get there. It would take too long for the police force or the sheriff's station to get there to come to where you live to protect you. So that's why it's up to you to watch over your household, to protect your household. Get some medical books and learn how to do something. When I first had my kids, I remember growing up having a medical book in our house, some old blue thing. And so when I had my children, one of the first things I did was I got a book about babies and different conditions and stuff like that. A little home medical book. So you knew home remedies. You could spot if the kid had a rash, if the kid had hives, if the kid had prickly heat, if the kid had something else, when you need to take them to the doctor if they have a fever, when you need to do these things, and a lot of different ways to be able to help them. Especially when the baby's very young, you know, the small little thing could wipe them out. So it's incumbent upon us to be able to have these books and to have these informations. So when you live far away from all of these things, medical assistance or police assistance, you now then have to learn these things that many of us in the cities do not know, because we live in the city. We can walk downstairs and get some milk and don't have to drive 12 miles to the closest supermarket. We can pick up a phone and a cops will be close by. But in many other places, you're far away from medical assistance. So you need to learn some of these things. You need to have that stuff around your home. You need to be able to protect your home from anybody that may want to invade it or take what you want. Because come on, let's be real. Somebody always wants something that you have that they don't. So the argument for 2A is not really just about the gun. It's really about you protecting yourself and you being able to do that free and legally. Now let's go back to the whole thing about information. When certain people are in control of the information, as I said, they also control what you're thinking, because you get bombarded with the same thing over and over and over again. And you know, we all spend too much time in front of the screens absorbing this stuff to the point where normal people are really having adverse effects. Depression and a lot of other things that are happening. Just think about how 2020 and 21 was. How many people were so depressed who were locked down in their homes and just watching the news all the time to the point where they became so depressed? Suicide rates went up. It was like, it was insane. To tell you, you can't go out and get exercise, you can't do this, and it just made things worse for people. And we need to be careful of that. We need to be careful of the freedoms that we give up and we let people have over us. We need to be careful of the information that we allow to get into our brains and penetrate us. Again, I said from the beginning of her career that AOC was not politically savvy or smart. And she's going to keep toting the same line. And they say the same things that starts a whole bunch of sparks that get people upset. And we sit there and then we don't, as neighbors, talk to one another. We get mad. We jump into the middle of something that most of us don't even know about. Getting angry at one another, cursing each other out, posting insane videos about abortion and hating on other people because we have allowed the media and social media to infiltrate us so that we and our neighbors are at each other's throat instead of coming together. Because no matter what we are, we're all Americans. This is our country. And there's no one who's going to take care of it better than us. Even when we vote for certain people, depending on what level they are in politics, they're going to be beholden to whoever else. That's the reason why we got Joel Schumacher, whatever the heck his name is, here in New York for like 30 years. You really think that he's effective? He's not. He's just the name, and people just keep on casting their votes without thinking, because we allow our thinking process to be stripped away from us willingly. And I've said this in closing many, many times. Jesus was on to something when he's telling us to love our neighbor. You know, you and I don't have to agree on a lot of things. We don't have to agree on anything, but we should want to love one another. We should. We should be taking care of one another as countrymen, as many other people do. Instead, we allow ourselves to be duped by the stuff. And then we sit down and the media keeps pumping it out. And this is the reason why we have so many insane things being said, like Beto in Texas, AOC in Obama, and the people, the guy who got upset about Elon having chocolate milk, and he was way upset about the milk and veganism. When are we going to get back to using common sense? When are we going to get back to just looking at each other for who we are? We're a young country compared to many other countries who have fought and have killed each other for the freedom to love one another, seriously. And yet it seems like year after year, month after month, we're allowing certain things to happen that we shouldn't. I want you to think about that until next time. Because you and I are neighbors. So how about we try loving one another? listening to less of these other people trying to divide us, and we find our way back to the middle where we're loving each other and we're taking care of each other. I'm out of here. I'll see you next time right here on the Crazy Train.